The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign report shows that a group of 149 donors gave Doyle about $830,000 in the first half of this year. Broken down another way, that means that just 4% of his contributors gave him about half the money he raised over that period. Republican challenger Mark Green received about $770,000 from a group of more than 360 people. That means that 5.5% of his donors gave him more than half of his funding. Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says it's a direct result of the skyrocketing cost of political campaigns.
The more that these campaigns cost, the more heavily reliant candidates become on donors with extremely deep pockets. You just can't raise the millions that they need from people who are writing checks for $25 or $50. They have to turn to people who can write $5,000 checks and $10,000 checks.
The report also found that nearly $490,000, or about two-thirds of the donations to Doyle's campaign, came from donors outside of Wisconsin. Most came from California, followed by Illinois and New York. McCabe says Wisconsin has never seen a governor rely this heavily on residents of other states.
These donors aren't given this money for no reason. They're not given this out of the goodness of their hearts. They have an agenda that they want to see advanced, and they would like to influence what Wisconsin government does.
Green received nearly $70,000, or about 5% of his individual contributions from out-of-state donors. McCabe estimates that the total cost of this year's gubernatorial race could run as much as $35 million. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.